we see. So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I have sent it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Those are the words of the prophet Isaiah from chapter 55, which is actually the first lesson for morning prayer. This is Bible Sunday. It's in a different church I came from. They used to have the Gideons and come in and would give the homily or the sermon about the certainty of God's Word, about its authority, its purpose, to make us aware of where we are, where we need to be. I'm going to read a piece from what was the reading from the preface of the Translators to the Reader in the first edition of the Authorized Version of the Bible, 1611. God's Word and Holy Scripture. The Scripture saith not in vain, that honor me will I will honor. Neither was it a vain word that Eusebius delivered long ago, that piety towards God was the weapon, and the only weapon that both preserved Emperor Constantine's person and avenged him of his enemies. But now, what piety without truth? What truth, what saving truth, without the word of God? What word of God, whereof we may be sure, without the Scriptures? The Scriptures are commanded to search. They are commanded that search and study them. They are reproved that were unskillful in them, or slow to believe them. They can make us wise unto salvation. If we be ignorant, they will instruct us. If out of the way, they will bring us home. If out of order, they will reform us. If in heaviness, comfort us. If dull, quicken us. If cold, inflame us. Take up and read. Take up and read the Scriptures, for unto them was the direction. It was said unto St. Augustine by a supernatural voice, whatsoever in the Scriptures, believe me, said the same Augustine, is high and divine. There is verily truth in a doctrine most fit for the refreshing and renewing of men's minds, and truly so tempered, that everyone may draw from thence that which is sufficient for him, if he come to draw with devout and pious mind, as true religion requires. Thus St. Augustine and St. Jerome, love the Scriptures, and wisdom will love thee. The authority of Scriptures is beyond question. In this season of Advent, we consider four things. Death, which we cannot change, that's certain. The second is up to God, and God alone. Judgment. The last two are things that we can choose. We can choose heaven, or we can choose hell. We have free moral agency. So we can let the Scriptures guide us, teach us, admonish us, challenge us, and comfort us. We need only to follow what they say and believe what they say. We in the liturgical church worship God in spirit and in sacrament. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In this Advent season, of course, we're looking towards the festival of Christmas. So we consider two things as well as the four things about death, judgment, heaven, or hell. We also think about the two things to be considered in Advent. First of all, in the Christian year, we anticipate our Lord coming as he did in history. We also look for him in his second coming. So we prepare for him in Christmas, in the Christmas festival. But now, in this place where we have him present with us in the sacrament, we also look for him to come mightily. He won't come as a child in a manger. The world sort of makes Christmas something that's cute, it's sweet, it's lovely and pretty. And yes, it is in lots of ways. But we have to regard the fact, and the fact that you're all here, I think we all believe the same thing, that Christ will come again. The gospel today talks about the things that will happen. We're seeing a lot of that happen. Wickedness in high places. Just things that were once frowned upon, things that have been happening throughout all the ages. But now most of the world just says these things are all right. It's self-expression. I can do whatever I want. But God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, will come back. And he won't come as a baby. He'll come back in majesty. And in that great hymn of Lo, he comes as clouds ascending. He will come in dreadful majesty. I can't imagine what he'll look like. But we'll know. We'll know when he comes back. So in this Advent season, let us, first of all, consider those things which we have to appropriate to ourselves. Believing, of course, death will come to all of us. Judgment will come of God. But the other two are our choice. Will we receive that gift that Christ gives us, the salvation that he offers us, and let him prepare us for heaven as we participate in our salvation? Or will some, like the rest of the world, just spurn that and just live as if there was no tomorrow? Let me read the words of this hymn, Lo, he comes with clouds descending. And the words of this hymn come from Charles Wesley, who was the writer of many, many great hymns. Lo, he comes with clouds descending, once for our salvation slain. Thousand saints attending, swell the triumph of his train. Alleluia, alleluia, Christ the Lord returns to reign. Every eye shall now behold him, robed in dreadful majesty. Those who set at naught and sold him, pierced and nailed him to the tree. Deeply wailing, shall the true Messiah see. Those dear tokens of his passion, still his dazzling body bears, cause of endless exultation to his ransomed worshippers. With what rapture gaze we on those glorious scars. Yea, amen, let all adore thee, high on thine eternal throne. Savior, take the power and glory, claim the kingdom for thine own. Alleluia. Thou shalt reign, and thou alone. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.